The drop in popularity of the ANC since the 2016 elections has seen coalitions in the cities of Tshwane, Johannesburg and Nelson Mandela and several small municipalities across the country. The expectation is that the party's support may continue to drop and that that will result in more coalitions and that coalitions could become the norm going forward. To discuss this with us, we have the Director of Research at ASRI, Angelo Frick. Angelo, a very good morning to you. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Alaikum assalam to you and to your listeners.
Is that your view as well? Will coalitions be part and parcel of our political landscape for years to come now?
I think that that is the tendency that we're likely to move towards, precisely because, we're seeing a weakening of the rather overwhelmingly dominant majority party, the African National Congress, over the last 15 years. They've had two splits since 2005. And we're seeing a kind of fracturing of the rest of politics rather than a replacement of one dominant party by another. So we're very unlikely to go in the direction of the United States, which has a domination by two parties or by the United Kingdom, and more likely to move in the direction of societies like Germany or Italy or Spain, where coalitions are necessary in order for government to happen, but also quite productive in terms of representing the plethora of interests of a wide variety of groups and of people.
What are the pros and cons of coalition governments, local level as well as national level, but I suppose more relevant to this discussion, local level?
At local level, one of the weaknesses of a coalition government in these early stages of coalitions in South Africa is that parties are very inexperienced at working within coalitions. And so the horse trading tends to be quite crude. Issues are often left unresolved rather than traded off. And it's very difficult for an agenda to go ahead in terms of future plans. In a society like South Africa, there is a backlog of issues that have to be undone. For example, spatial logics of apartheid and colonialism, and new issues that have to be addressed. In other words, a kind of reintegration of economic and urban planning, which is not a feature of South Africa's past, and the new challenges of rapid urbanization and a massively growing urban population that particularly urban municipalities, and I don't just mean cities, I also mean towns, smaller towns, have to deal with. One of the strengths is that you don't have domination by a party. You have the ability, though not necessarily the action, of having a greater watch on corruption and misspending. And you have likely to see, you're likely to see a kind of introduction of issues that represent what would be considered minoritarian interests, but actually might be crucial to the survival of the city. So in coalitions, you're likely to see greater prominence given to issues of environmental despoliation, particularly at municipal level. So in places like Johannesburg, where you have very poor air quality, major pollution from mining, particularly along the West Rand and reaches of the East Rand, the people who represent those areas are likely to serve better in a coalition than in a dominant party if the dominant party's major policies do not track and cover issues of the environment or issues of the climate catastrophe.
What's your assessment of how these coalitions worked in Joburg, Tshwane, Nelson Mandela Bay after the elections in 2016?
So I think South Africa's first earlier experiences of local government elections was much more about keeping the African National Congress out of power than it was about an agenda set for a more progressive form of government. And so the partners in the coalition often had very little in common except opposition to the African National Congress. What we need to see is far more, shall we say, extensive talks ahead of the formation of coalitions that demonstrate and that focus on what it is that these parties have in common, what it is that they're willing to trade off on, and to what extent they're willing to cooperate, not just to oppose another party, but actually to work together towards better governance. And that really does take a lot of negotiating. We're currently seeing in Germany's national elections that it's taking weeks for parties with experience of coalition to decide which coalitions to form and which issues they're going to trade off on. And I think in 2016, the coalitions were formed far too quickly. They were knee-jerk reactions. They were explicable because of the perception of corruption and experience of the maladministration of African National Congress, municipal governance in various areas. In its first iteration of coalitions, the Democratic Alliance in coalition with other partners in 2009 and in 2011 in the city of Cape Town, had a very different experience, that it was far more effective because there was one dominant partner, Democratic Alliance, and that the horse trading and the trading off of issues happened much more smoothly. So the caution on coalitions for South African municipalities would be that before they form the coalition, the party officials and the various elected officials really have to be very clear on what the governance priorities will be, and those have to be ironed out. Otherwise, what you see will be the chaos that we saw in Nelson Mandela Bay, constantly shifting coalitions, and that's a kind of Italian politics that really stymies governance and what people, service delivery, but actual municipal work for extended periods of time, and that's unfair to citizens.
What's your predictions in terms of the main metros and municipalities as far as this election is concerned? Are they likely to go the route of coalition governments once again? And are we likely to see the smaller parties becoming kingmakers and perhaps even holding some of the bigger parties to ransom?
So it is likely in a place like Johannesburg that there might have to be some form of coalition. How that coalition unfolds is not just going to be, as you put it, the, shall we say, function of kingmakers. It will be also whether those kingmakers can not just hold parties to ransom, but actually get things on paper agreed to by the larger party and reconcile their own core principles to what it is that these other partners that they're getting into partnership with are likely to stand for. And this was one of the mistakes by the Democratic Alliance-led coalitions of the 2016 period. Many people critique the party for reversing on its position on coalitions and suggesting that it wants to stick to core principles. But one of the weaknesses of those coalitions was that core principles had not been dealt with. It was simply these were coalitions of convenience in opposition to another party's policies and performance. If there are to be coalitions in places like, Johannesburg, and possibly even, again, Nelson Mandela Bay, the lessons of the past coalitions have to be taken into account. And citizens have to be quite wary once the coalitions are formed that they do not simply sit back, that they have to get involved and hold the coalition partners accountable and their own party that they supported, if that party is in a coalition, by asking which of the core issues in the manifesto and electoral promises that their council has made ahead of the election are likely not to be traded off and which ones are to be, scuppered in order to accommodate themselves into the coalition. These coalitions, I think this time around, really cannot repeat the massive errors of the past coalitions, precisely because what we see then is a lack of governance and a lack of direction. And these are cities that urgently need interventions from, you know, everything from infrastructure development around power, water supply, sewage removal, through to better governance and better contract management and better finance management. And if those are not core principles in the coalition agreements, what we see is the kind of ideological politicking and grandstanding that really doesn't drive better governance for the citizens and better management of the cities or the municipalities for their citizens. It becomes a free-for-all fight between parties.
Angelo, as always, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Shukran. Jazakallah.
That was Asri's Angelo Fick talking to us about coalition governments at local level, which is very likely in some of the main municipalities subsequent to the upcoming elections.